The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. The Daily Briefing is where we bring you resources and updates related to the COVID-19 pandemic within our state, within our local municipalities. We started the KTQA Daily Briefing back in March of this year when school closures and stay-at-home orders began. We went to broadcasting live 3 days a week during our entry into phase two as Pierce County. And now that our economic and social activities have changed, we are back to 3 p.m. 5 days a week. You can also hear replays of the Daily Briefing at 6 p.m. Remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text coronavirus to 211-211 for Q&A about coronavirus. Dialing 211 will connect you to referral services and community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. Go to knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. Our state-level news for today, we have gone into full effect with lots of changes to our abilities to gather in person in indoor places. Now fully in effect is the ban on indoor dining across states, across the state in restaurants and bars, et cetera, et cetera. Remember that indoor gatherings with anyone outside one's household are prohibited unless all parties can quarantine for 2 weeks prior to gathering or for 7 days plus a negative COVID test no more than 48 hours prior to gathering. The governor and public health officials and local elected officials have really implored all Washingtonians to forgo Thanksgiving gatherings unless all members of a party have been able to quarantine faithfully for the 2 weeks prior. And outdoor gatherings at this time can have no more than 5 people, and you should wear a mask even when you are outdoors. Only outdoor visits are permitted at long-term care facilities, except for end-of-life circumstances. Retail, groceries, and personnel services are limited statewide to 25% capacity. Religious services are also limited to 25% capacity, or 200 people, whichever is less. And music, musical ensemble performances or practice, including choir practice, congregational singing, none of that is permitted right now because we know that the act of singing or speaking loudly is something that can contribute to a religious service becoming a super spreader event. And that's not something that we want as our COVID numbers are surging across our state. Wedding and funeral ceremonies may take place with limited attendance, but indoor receptions of any size are prohibited. Indoor gyms and fitness facilities must close, and youth and adult amateur sporting activities are limited to outdoors only with facial coverings. Cultural centers like bowling alleys, museums, indoor spaces at zoos, aquariums, and movie theaters are all closed. And all of these restrictions are in effect until at least Monday, December 14th. All K-12 education, higher education, childcare, courts, and court-related proceedings are not affected by any new restrictions and may continue operating under previous safety guidance. The Washington Department of Emergency Management, as well as many, many municipalities and businesses, are really asking the public to only buy what you need when you go shopping for food and household items at grocery stores. They emphasize that the supply chains will remain healthy if we all buy only what we need. And shoppers are asked to respect grocery store limitations on supplies and plan ahead They're also asked to always bring your facial coverings and masks and to maintain social distance in stores and to stay patient with hardworking employees who are just trying to do their job. A reminder that applications are open for Washington COVID-19 immigrant relief funds through December 6th. Grants of up to $1,000 per person are available for those who have not been eligible for other types of relief funding, such as federal stimulus checks. Applications are available online at dshs.wa.gov. Our regional updates include today that the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 145 new COVID-19 cases. Our county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 307. Now, just keep in mind that the figure of case rate for 100,000 people is recommended to be at 75 to even consider bringing back youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools. And right now, we are sitting at over 300. So the virus is definitely spreading. And per our best scientific knowledge, not safe to resume schooling right now. Here in Tacoma, the mayor of Tacoma signed an emergency rule that caps the delivery fees that third-party apps can charge to Tacoma restaurants. Such fees have sometimes exceeded 30%, while not allowing restaurants to adjust their menu prices, even as a larger percentage of food orders have shifted to online delivery services during the pandemic, severely impacting economic viability of restaurants. Speaking of restaurants, Pierce County restaurants participating in the Restaurant Rally program will continue giving customers a 30% discount for takeout, given that we have no indoor in-person dining going on. And that's except for third-party delivery services. And additionally, the Pierce County Council voted on Tuesday to update the 10-day promotional program so that instead of participating establishments being reimbursed 50% of gross sales, excluding alcohol, they will be reimbursed 100% of total sales. So there is still time to participate in supporting restaurants affected by the pandemic if they are participating in the Restaurant Rally program. And that's about 300 different restaurants. And remember that it can be, you can participate just by ordering for takeout. Remember that if you order through a third-party delivery service, then you will not get that 30% discount. Tacoma's rental assistance program is available through December 31st of this year. To apply for the program, participants must meet the following eligibility requirements. Households located in the city of Tacoma who have experienced loss of employment or reduction in wages due to COVID-19 and who are below 60% of the area median income for Pierce County are eligible. Applications are available online at cityoftacoma.org. Look in the coronavirus info section. Or you can always call 311. That's the city's non-emergency information line where you can ask about rental assistance. Two awards of up to $1,000 per household is paid directly to the landlord, and the majority of the funds will be awarded through a lottery system. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For our listeners who are up in King County, especially South King County, which is experiencing very high rates of community transmission of coronavirus, check out kingcounty.gov for testing locations. For Pierce County locations, including clinics and hospitals and mobile testing sites, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's remaining free pop-up testing events in Pierce County include Thursday, November 19th at Centro Latino in Hilltop and at the Washington State Fairgrounds Blue Lot in Puyallup. That's also known as the Puyallup Fair. On Friday, November 20th, the Health Department will be at Gig Harbor High School. For those free mobile testing events, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free and tests are open to anyone who requests one. You can get help registering on site. No advanced registrations are required for those either. Results are typically available in 3 to 5 days and testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, again, I'm very pleased to always bring our listeners our resources and updates related to our pandemic, related to staying safe and healthy by washing hands, avoiding in-person contact in indoor spaces. There's lots of recommendations. And remember that through radio and technology, we can stay together if separate. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources and referral services. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us. And you can find all daily briefings at daily.ktqa.org. Talk to you later.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.